The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I am honored to be your host this afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have continued to say it, and I will continue to say it when we're all through this COVID thing. And by the way, we're a long ways from being through it and over it. Some of the headlines I've seen today, COVID is rampaging again. Yeah, hardly anybody's going to the hospital. Almost no one is dying. But yes, people are being treated for COVID, and they're testing positive. But anyway, I have said this almost from the beginning. When we get through it, we're looking back, we are going to realize almost everything we were told was wrong. Here's another example. Bill Gates, Microsoft co-founder. I don't know that he could be considered a scientist. He certainly is not a doctor. He doesn't have anything even close to a degree in medicine. He is not an expert in medical things. And yet, when the whole COVID thing began and the vaccines first came out, Bill Gates was on the bandwagon. Everybody's got to get the vaccine. Everybody's got to get the vaccine. And he stated unequivocally at the time, as if he were a medical expert, if you get the vaccine, you will not get the virus. Stop the spread of the virus, and the way to stop the spread of the virus is to get the vaccine. Because if you get the vaccine, you can't get it, and you won't spread it. Now, when he made those statements, I wondered, where did you get that information? Now, you're an incredibly successful businessman. You're one of the wealthiest people in the world. You obviously are very smart. You got a lot of business savvy to you. But where did you get the authority to make that kind of pronouncement? And because of his position, because of his influence, because of his wealth, his words had extreme weight. And I don't know how many, but I know that many people got the vaccine because Bill Gates said, you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID, you won't spread it. Can't do it. Nope. This is okay. Now, the reason I went through all of that, yesterday, Bill Gates tweeted this, and I quote, I've tested positive for COVID. I'm experiencing mild symptoms and am following the experts. I love that. I am following the experts' advice by isolating until I'm healthy again. Well, Mr. Gates, wasn't it the experts that said if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID? So if the experts who told you that and you went out on the limb and made very strong public pronouncements, how can you trust them this? Well, anyway, let me start over again. Again, this is what Bill Gates tweeted yesterday. I've tested positive for COVID. I'm experiencing mild symptoms and I'm following the expert's advice by isolating until I'm healthy again. I'm fortunate to be vaccinated and boosted and have access to testing and great medical care. The Gates Foundation is coming together today for the first time in 2 years, and I am lucky to be on the teams to see everyone and thank them for their hard work. We will continue working with partners and do all we can to ensure that none of us have to deal with a pandemic again. Well, how is it that we will never have to deal with a pandemic again? Well, because if you get the shot, you don't. Well, no. I guess if you do get the shot, you can get COVID. Yeah. And by the way, if you've listened to me through all this, I am not anti-vaccine. Joy and I got the vaccine. We got one booster. I don't know that we will get another booster. I kind of doubt it. So I'm not anti-vaccine. And I do believe that if you do get the vaccine and you get COVID, it will be less severe. I do believe that. And I believe that because of my own research and talking to people that are a whole lot smarter than I am, that I really trust in the field. I mean, real medical professionals. So I am a believer in the vaccine. For people who are at risk, for teenagers, no. For children, absolutely not. No vaccine for children. My personal opinion. All right. But it's just interesting because I remember when we were at the real height of the pandemic, how adamant Bill Gates was about if you get the shot, you are not going to get COVID and you're not going to spread it. You're not going to pass it on. Well, evidently the experts and the non-experts like Bill Gates were wrong. And again, it just emphasizes what I think is a fact. The experts, the scientists, have been making things up as they went along. People were looking to them for answers. They didn't have the answers. So they used the best. And in most cases, I don't think there was anything evil going on. I don't. Many people do. But I don't think for the most part there was anything evil going on. It's just that we have become so accustomed to trusting the experts on everything. We've certainly done that. We were talking about public schools before the top of the hour. And we have come to trust the public education experts. And we're finding out they are almost totally wrong. And so when this pandemic hit, the general public was looking to the experts and saying, we got to have answers. You got to tell us. And so to ease the panic, I think a lot of these experts used the best information they had and guessed and sometimes just made things up so they could continue to be the expert. And I think we have suffered the consequences of that. Instead of just being honest and saying, you know what, we're kind of guessing on this. This is something new. We haven't been through this before. And so we're doing the best we can, but we got to be honest with you. There's a whole lot of guesswork going on, and we're just making the best guess we can. That would have been honest. Instead, 15 days to flatten the curve. Remember that? And the hundreds of other pieces of phrases and advice that we were given, including, if you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID and you will not spread it. False. Absolutely false. We need much more honesty from the experts. All right. Enough of that. When we come back, we're finding out just how dysfunctional this White House is. There were a lot of accusations during the Trump presidency about how dysfunctional his administration was. Wait till you hear some of the things I've got for you after the break. Some funny, some very serious when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Almost daily, we can find examples and proof of media bias for the current administration, unlike the fact that almost daily you could find bias against the previous administration. For instance, there is a real scandal that is being ignored by the mainstream media, and you would think it would be everywhere. If this had happened under the Trump administration, this story would be everywhere. What am I talking about? The baby formula crisis, and it is a crisis. Let me give you just a little bit of this story. A person that is revealing all of this is actually a strong supporter of President Biden, or at least was. Representative Rose DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut, a liberal ally to the Biden administration. But Representative DeLauro has unveiled documents showing that the Biden Food and Drug Administration was alerted by a whistleblower last fall. Now, we're talking May. We know that there is an enormous crisis of baby formula shortages, empty shelves. We know about the enormous recall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. A whistleblower, and again, this is being revealed by a Democrat representative from Connecticut. A whistleblower alerted the Food and Drug Administration last fall about contamination issues at Abbott Nutrition Baby Formula Factory in Michigan. The Food and Drug Administration ignored it for months. Months. This whistleblower said, we got a problem. There's contamination in the plant if something isn't done. There's going to be a recall. Babies could get sick. Babies could die. The FDA basically ignored it. Quote, and this again is from a Democratic representative, Rose DeLauro, quote, the FDA reacted far too slowly to this report. She said in releasing a letter to the Health and Human Services Inspector General demanding an immediate investigation to the incident that, quote, has led to babies being sickened and dying and a belated recall that has emptied shelves of formula nationwide. In testimony before the House Appropriation Committee, of which Congressman DeLauro is the chairwoman, she laid out, and now I'm quoting, a four-month-long trail of federal bumbles and stumbles. The report initially came in October 20th of last year. The whistleblower was not even interviewed for two full months. November, December. 2 months goes by. So a report is given to the Food and Drug Administration. There's a serious problem at Abbott Labs in Michigan. It could result in shortages. It could result in babies being sickened or even dying. They do nothing for 2 months. Then finally, now again, the report came into the Food and Drug Administration on October 20th. The plant didn't get inspected until January 31st. And the inspectors found out on January 31st it was true. There were serious problems, but a recall didn't get issued until February 17th. So you're following this? A whistleblower alerts the Biden administration on October 20th. Kids are going to get sick. Kids are going to die. A recall is not issued until February 17th. November, December, January, 4 full months. Representative DeLauro said, quote, why did the FDA not spring into action? Why did it take 4 months to pull this formula off store shelves? How many infants were fed contaminated formula during this time by parents who trusted that the formula they were buying was safe? How many additional illnesses and deaths were there due to the FDA's slow response? Did I mention this woman has been a strong supporter of Biden and she is a Democrat? And now we know why babies have died and why there is a crisis of baby formula. And it goes directly back to Biden's Food and Drug Administration, who was warned, who was alerted, and it took them 4 full months to do anything about it. Now, once again, have you seen this in the news? Did you see this? Have you seen this in USA Today? Have you seen this on CNN? Have you seen this on MSNBC? Have you even seen it on Fox? This is a huge story. Can you imagine how the press would treat this bombshell if Donald Trump was president? Yeah, you know what the press would do with this. But because it's the Biden administration, babies are sick, babies are dying, babies can't get food, but it's no big deal.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.